Hey, Mr. Javier Ramirez, Javier Ramirez. Mr. Ramirez, chief complaint, abdominal pain, number one, number two, diarrhea, number three, follow-up of diabetes, number four, leg pain, next one was arm pain, next one was histocarditis stenosis, next one was histopalpitation, next one was follow-up of fatty liver. Our patient is a 56-year-old gentleman who works in pipelines and works with pipes. He comes in today because of both mentioned symptoms. First of all, he's lost about 7 pounds, which could be related to blood sugar out of control. His last A1C in June of this year was 7.6. He's still taking Semaglutide, S-E-M-E-G-L-E-E, long-acting insulin, 20 units in the morning and 32 units in the evening period. In the paragraph, his blood pressure is well controlled. He's been having trouble with diarrhea, left lower quadrant pain, which is very much consistent with diverticulitis. COVID immunization is up to date. Family history, diabetes, hypertension, no colon cancer reported. Colonoscopy was done about 10 years ago. Under maintenance, blood work is due today. Medication reviewed opposite page, allergen and drug allergy. Let's see, review of system as above. He's socialism, smoke, doesn't drink. COVID immunization, he's had immunization in the past now. And review of system is what was mentioned above. 181 pounds, down 6 pounds, 97%, 98.8, 16, 77. 139 over 79, heart positive is 2, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, there's slight tenderness left lower quadrant, neurological non-focal skin shows no rash. Number 1, diverticulitis. Number 2, Cipro. Next one is flagyl. Next one is recephalic gram round. Next one is no drinking with flagyl. Next one is abdominal pain. Next one is fatty liver noted. Next one is leg pain and arm pain multifactorial. Next one is mild PVD noted. Next one is carotid stenosis, no significant change from a year ago. Next one is echocardiogram shows no changes as well. Next number, lymphadenopathy, mild, noted in the neck. Next one is BPH as before. Next number, PVD is once again mild. Next number, come back in 1 week if he's not better. Next one is I will call patient with the blood results as soon as they're available. Thank you.